Hoshea Perek Yudalet Pasuk Aleph. Before we get to one of the most glorious haftaras it's ever my pleasure to lame when I get the opportunity, first comes a pasuk that connects us to the perek before about what's happening to Ephraim. Sham Shomron. Shomron is going to be found guilty, laden with guilt. Shomron outlasted a lot of the rest of the kingdom of Israel when the Gullus of Ashur and the massacres came. It was a fortified city. It lasted a while, but it's guilty. Ki marsa belo heha, because she has rebelled against her God from the very beginning. Shomron was built by Omri and Achav, the kings who were in permanent rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there was never a moment when Shomron was not in rebellion. Bacherev yipolu, they will fall by the sword, all of the inhabitants there, all the people who went there seeking salvation or safety. Olalehem yirutashu, their infants will be smashed, will be shattered. There are descriptions of the Churban in the Gemara in Gittin that has the lengthy description of babies being cruelly smashed against walls and against the land, the earth. You think about the poor Bibas children. I mentioned them a few shiurim ago. I couldn't pull their name out of a hat, but the name Bibas resonates. These poor little redheads. The crime of being Jewish. Bahari Yosav Yivukau. And those who are horiyos, the pregnant women, are going to be split open, slashed open, ripped up with their unborn children being destroyed. But then there's a chance. What's the chance? Shuva Yisrael, with a beautiful trup, a yisiv katon. Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. Shuva Yisrael. It's very dramatic when one lanes it with the accent on the shu, on the first syllable of the word. It's a command, it's an entreaty, it's just a call, a clarion call, the art scroll calls it out to Klal Yisrael. Return, O Israel, Ad Hashem Elokecha, to Hashem your God. While he is, Rabbi Meir taught in the Psikta, Rabbi Meir said, while he is still Hashem, before he is Elokecha, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Hashem is Rachmanis, Elokecha is Din. Ki chashalta ba'avonecha, you have stumbled in your iniquities, in your sins. You tripped and fell. Shuva Yisrael, return now. Kechui machem devarim, take words with yourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want your silver, your gold, your money, your olos, your libations, your oil. None of it. No rivers of oil. Just confess your averos. Speak up. Admit it. Don't be Ephraim like we saw in the last parak, tying up his sins in a bundle and then clutching them close to his heart, hoping nobody's going to know they're there. Beshuvu el Hashem, and return to Hashem. Imruei lov kol tisa avon v'kach tov. Say, you will forgive all iniquity. Tisa avon, you'll bear our iniquity. You'll allow it. V'kach tov, teach us the good way. Uneshalama parim sefasenu, and let us, instead of bulls, instead of sacrificing, let us use the words of our lips. Let's confess. You want the words. You don't want the big show, lip service. You want the words that we utter and that we speak from the heart. Or we can't bring a carbon. You've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So please. Based on a Gemara in Yuma, Radak says the Seir sent to the Azazel was not had no part of it sacrificed on the Mizbeach, just the vidui that was done on the animal. Because the vidui is more important than the animal sacrifice is. Dalet Ashur lo yoshienu. Ashur is not going to save us. Duh. We know that. Because we're not, what you're saying to Hashem is we're not relying on Ashur anymore. We don't just want President Trump to save us. We want Hashem to save us. Al sus lo nirkav. We're not going to ride on horses or tanks. That's a reference to Egypt, where all the great horses come from. Velo nomar od Eloheinu l'maaseh yodeinu. We will no longer say our gods when we're referring to the work of our hands, our idols. our money, our jobs, our output, ways. That's not Eloheinu. Social media, not Eloheinu. Asher b'cha yirucham yasom, because you, in front of whom the orphan is granted mercy, you give strength to those with no strength. You take the most vulnerable and you do unbelievable chesed for them. Hey, erpa meshuva sam, I will remedy their backsliding. The Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if, as long as they do shuva Yisrael, then I will do it. They don't deserve the love that I'm going to give them. Ohavim nedava. I will love them freely, as a nedava, as a gift. Even though they don't deserve it. But all they have to do is take one step towards me and say this right thing and mean it. Ki shava pi mimenu, because my wrath has turned away from them. What a promise. This is the future. This is what we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We mention it in the davening. We mention it in the Shabbos Shuvah. We claim to and hopefully mean to be the best we can be on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But what about the other 344 days of the year besides Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Do we mean it then too? We're entering Elul. Let's mean this for real. Next time, the end of Sefer Hosea, and then on to further into Trei Asar.